When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, new Bitcoin bull market hodlers are refusing to sell at 40,000, according to new data from Glassnode Analytics. In their new weekly newsletter entitled The Week on Chain, they go on to share that these are the same hodled coins that were accumulated throughout the 2020 to January 2021 bull market. They also go on to share what is common in all Bitcoin cycles is that the long-term hodlers spend the larger majority of their coins into the strength of bull rallies and slow their spending on pullbacks as conviction returns. I'll be breaking this down for you and checking out the latest wisdom from Max Keiser. With sound money, incentives are balanced and the need for politicians diminishes. Bitcoin is perfect money with perfect incentives and the need for politicians approaches zero. That's right. Also in today's show, 98% of CFOs say their hedge fund will invest in Bitcoin by 2026. According to this new study, I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, macro guru Raoul Powell says he's betting on these emerging crypto assets. In fact, he updated his Real Vision portfolio, which I'll be breaking down for you right here in today's show. Also in today's episode, everybody will accept Bitcoin and its price will reach $250,000 by 2022, says billionaire Tim Draper. That's right. He summarized that Bitcoin will trade for $250,000 by the end of next year and many corporations will accept it as a payment method. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin investors continue to hodl. Bitcoin at 40K, even if they bought it at lower levels earlier in 2021. Where are my Bitcoin hodlers at? Make some noise in the comments right down below. In the latest edition of the Week on Chain newsletter by Glassnode Analytics, they revealed that buyers from the first months of this year's bull market are refusing to cash out. That's right. It's called smart money, and they know better. Also, there's a very young supply and decline. Bitcoin has been marked by low volume in recent weeks as the price action remained range bound between $30,000 and $41,000, as the past few days have seen modest volatility return. But for most hodlers, there are few opportunities for profiteering under the current circumstances. For me, is BTFD all day. Buy that freaking dip. I believe that 30,000 was the floor, so that the bottom is in and we can continue rising from here, even though we can expect some more range bound action in the following weeks. Now, Glassnode suggests that this is clear by looking at the so-called hodl waves as an indicator that shows the proportion of the Bitcoin supply last move. These are based on Bitcoin's realized cap, which is a measure of the market cap that takes into account the price at which each coin last traded. So the realized cap is more accurate than the market cap itself. So do keep that in mind. This is great data. Hodl waves confirm that in part thanks to the low volatility. The Bitcoin supply is aging and few investors
are selling. Here's a quote from this new report from Glassnode. Not only are we seeing a decline in very young coins, which are less than a month old, due to the recent low on-chain volume, we're also seeing an expanding share of coins aged between 3 months and 12 months old, explained the researchers. These are the same huddled coins that were accumulated throughout the 2020 to January 2021 bull market. As you can see right here on your screen, it shows you the realized cap hollow waves chart. Now, as such, even coins now in profit by a significant percentage, if not double their buy-in price, remain dormant. Quoting them again here, some long-term hodlers have and will take profits on their coins, Glassnode acknowledged, including the following. What is common in all Bitcoin cycles is that the long-term hodlers spend a large majority of their coins into the strength of the bull rallies and slow their spending on pullbacks as conviction returns. That's right, the little guy makes a comeback. Long or short term, investors with smaller overall holdings are growing, as Glassnode subsequently noted this week. Wallets with less than one Bitcoin continue to make up more and more of the overall Bitcoin supply. The response of the little guy to the evolution of Bitcoin as an asset can be seen in the supply distribution, the company posted on Twitter Wednesday. So while institutional and now even state adoption of Bitcoin compose most of the headlines when it comes to expanding influence, it is the individual small-scale investors who are making noticeable inroads in the market this year. And right here on your screen, you're looking at the Bitcoin entities with less than one Bitcoin chart brought to you by Glassnode. Let's blow it up. It shows you phase one, 2018, bear market accumulation. Phase two, 2019, post-capitulation acceleration. Phase three, from 2020 to 2021, is macroeconomic asset. And phase four, 2021 and beyond, geopolitical asset. And as you can see, entities with less than one Bitcoin now hold almost 5% of the circulating supply. Now let's check out the latest wisdom from Max Keiser. With sound money, incentives are balanced and the need for politicians diminishes, particularly progressives. Bitcoin is perfect money with perfect incentives, and the need for politicians approaches zero. That's right. I am sick and tired of the politics here in the United States. I've had enough of it. I'm fed up with it. And even if you live around the world, you can probably agree to some extent. Bitcoin changes everything. We need to be on a Bitcoin standard. So shout out to El Salvador being one of the first sovereign countries in the world to adopt Bitcoin and make it legal tender. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, 98% of CFOs say their hedge fund will invest into Bitcoin by 2026, according to this new study, as well as macro guru Raoul Powell says he's betting on these emerging crypto assets, as well as everybody will accept Bitcoin and its price will reach $250,000 by the end of next year, says billionaire Tim Draper. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see everything barely correcting, including Bitcoin, down 1.35% for the day, currently trading above $39,200. Yesterday, we went above $40,000 and things were in the green, but today we're seeing a slight pullback. We see Ethereum down 4%, trading just under $2,500. Cardano down 3%, trading at $1.52. Binance Coin down 4%, trading at $353. And Chainlink down 7%, trading at $23.73. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Traditional hedge funds are willing to increase their exposure in Bitcoin as well as other crypto markets over the next 5 years. A new survey has found Intertrust Global, an international trust and corporate management company, polled the chief financial officers of 100 hedge funds globally about their intention to purchase crypto assets. About 98% of them responded that they expect their hedge funds to invest 7.2% of their assets into cryptos by 2026. That means 98 out of every 100 CFOs of hedge funds are going to invest into cryptocurrency. This is very bullish for the crypto markets. The survey found that a 7.2% investment into the crypto sector would equal about $312 billion if replicated across the sector. Meanwhile, about 17% of the polled CFOs admitted that their hedge fund could have 10% of their assets allocated to cryptos like Bitcoin. Now, why wouldn't they have 50% or more allocated into the king of all crypto? Because all the rest of that is going to be a melting ice cube at the end of the day. Michael Saylor makes a great point regarding legendary investor Paul Tudor Jones increasing his Bitcoin exposure 5x from 1% to 5%. He said you're going to have 95% losing money. So why wouldn't you put more into the king of all crypto? But hey, it's a great start. The results appeared as Bitcoin corrected by more than 50% after rallying from $3,858 back in March of last year to almost 65,000, which is the current high back in April of 2021, leading to speculations that it would crash further due to overvaluation. Nevertheless, the flagship crypto held through technical supports around that $30,000 level, and earlier this week rallied right back above $40,000. Expect extreme volatility during times like this. So if you're a leveraged trader, be very careful and do not short the king of all crypto or expect to get wrecked. Now, Bitcoin is up more than 800% from its mid-March crash, even after the May 2021 wipeout, which you can see right here on your screen. Now, for the Bitcoin price boom recap, a majority of Bitcoin's gains came on the back of anti-inflation narratives that became popular in the aftermath of the Corona pandemic-led March 2020 global market crash. Global central banks responded with unprecedented monetary support, with the U.S. Federal Reserve launching a near-zero lending rate policy alongside $120 billion monthly asset purchase program. Now, many investors turned to riskier safe haven assets that benefited U.S. stocks, gold, silver, and Bitcoin. Out of all, Bitcoin delivered the best bull runs as the Fed's money printing policies continued. That's no surprise to me, as Bitcoin is the hardest form of sound money to ever exist. It's decentralized, and it's a central bank killer, as Max Keiser would say. Now, many mainstream fund managers appeared at the forefront of Bitcoin's 2020 price boom. For example, billionaire legendary investor Paul Tudor Jones of hedge fund Tudor Investment Corp said last year that he holds a small percentage of Bitcoin, and later another legendary investor, Stan Druckenmiller, also revealed that he is invested into the benchmark crypto to offset inflation risks. All smart money is hedging against the dollar. Why wouldn't you at times like this? Now, European hedge fund management company Brevan Howard, U.S. firm Skybridge Capital, Fidelity Investments, as well as ARK Invest, also turned into some of the biggest Bitcoin backers from the traditional finance sector, which is a pretty big deal. Now, Intertrust survey also showed that all surveyed execs in Europe, North America, and the UK have at least 1% exposure in Bitcoin and similar cryptocurrencies. It further noted that North America hedge funds would likely have an average exposure of 10.6% into cryptocurrencies than those in the UK and Europe that anticipated 6.8% exposure. Meanwhile, Paul Tudor Jones said in a recent interview with CNBC that he had increased his Bitcoin holdings from 1% to 2% in 2020 to 5% after noticing the Fed's disapproval of recent inflation spikes. Quoting the legendary investor right here, "I like Bitcoin as a portfolio diversifier. Say 5% in gold, 5% in Bitcoin, 5% in cash, 5% in commodities at this point in time. I don't know what I'll do with the other 80%. I want to wait and see what the Fed will do." Now, how many of you, if you were in Paul Tudor Jones's shoes, would take that 80% and allocate it into Bitcoin, Ethereum, or other cryptocurrency? Let me know your breakdown of how you would diversify that in the comments right down below. And speaking of diversification, before I break down our next story of the day, macro guru Raoul Powell says he's betting on these emerging crypto assets, as well as everybody will accept Bitcoin and its price will reach $250,000 in 2022, says billionaire Tim Draper. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting at $1.65 trillion with $83 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and Bitcoin dominance back on the climb at 45.1%, with the ETH dominance at 17.5%, and the current Bitcoin market cap at $744 billion, with the Ethereum market cap at $289 billion. Now, checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Shiba up 24%, still trading at virtually nothing. Quant up 23%, trading at $73. Chili's up 21%, trading at 34 cents, and AMP up 16.5%, trading at 9.8 cents. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 33 in fear. Yesterday was a 38, close to neutral, but still in fear. Last week was a 14 in extreme fear, and last month, a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity. That's right, like Michael Saylor's doing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Former Goldman Sachs executive and current Real Vision CEO Raoul Powell says he's making a bet on two groups of emerging crypto assets. In a new interview with Crypto Insight UK, the widely followed investor says he's been optimizing his portfolio based on where he thinks the crypto space is going. Powell asserts that he thinks that the metaverse is where everything is going. The metaverse can be loosely defined as a virtual shared space created by the internet, augmented reality, and other shared ecosystems. He's also bullish on social tokens, coins backed by a brand, organization, or an individual. Quoting the Real Vision CEO right here, "I started layering into more macro bets on where I thought the space was going. So trying to be more intelligent than just a basket. I've still kept the basket, but my bets are moving towards the metaverse and social tokens and community tokens, which I think are going to be a huge, huge disruptive business model. And I think the metaverse is where everything is going. So that's kind of how I've played it. And I'm roughly 25% Bitcoin, 55% Ethereum, and 20% in all
the other stuff. Now, metaverse assets include non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs, virtual parcels of land, or other digital collectibles. Now, Real Vision, who Powell leads, unveiled the updated portfolio over the weekend that showed the firm had a fresh 3.66% allocation to Chili's, CHZ. You can see the diversification breakdown right here on your screen. 25.2% Bitcoin, 27.2% Ethereum, 15.3% Polygon / Matic. Then you can see Chainlink, 8.35%, Cardano, 7.73%, Solana, 6.62%, Aave, 5.96%, and Chili's, 3.66%. Now, do you feel this is a wise allocation? Let me know your honest feedback in the comments below. Chili's is a token for blockchain-backed products and services geared towards mainstream consumers, and fuels Socios, a sport fan engagement platform that allows users to buy fan tokens from their favorite team. Now, while bullish on the crypto markets at large, Powell had previously said that the nascent space is at a crucial inflection point, and according to him, Bitcoin's current price action is mirroring the massive correction in 2013, right before Bitcoin went on a parabolic 900% rally from $100 to $1,000, and you can check it out right here. Very similar indeed to 2013. He ain't telling no lies. And to check out this entire interview with the Real Vision CEO, Raul Powell himself, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, everybody and their mama will accept Bitcoin, and its price will reach $250,000 by the end of the next year, says billionaire Tim Draper. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 811 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button right below this video and turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes, to Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And for those of you on Facebook, I do have a private crypto Facebook group entitled Crypto Alchemy, with over 19,000 cryptopreneurs from all over the world. To join it, click this link, request to join. I'll be sure to plug you in. Also have a private crypto Telegram chat. To join it, click this link. You'll automatically be added, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you personally on the inside. And for those of you on TikTok, be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The American billionaire Tim Draper predicted that Bitcoin's value would reach $250,000 by the end of 2022. He further opined that the primary crypto would be the core of all financial activities for the next 20 to 30 years. Pretty big words coming from Tim Draper. That's right. He says that Bitcoin is the future. The American venture capitalist investor recently shared with CNBC his bullish view on Bitcoin's future value. He forecasted that despite the recent volatility in the crypto market, the primary digital asset would hit $250,000 by the end of next year. How many of you agree with Tim Draper? Let me know in the comments below. I feel Bitcoin is still on track to hit 200,000 plus by the end of this year. So 250,000 by the end of next year. Heck yeah, bring it on. Additionally, Draper said that numerous large companies would follow the example of Microsoft, Starbucks, PayPal, Home Depot, and accept Bitcoin as a means of payment. Maybe even Peter Schiff will come around. Who knows? Now, here's a prediction from Tim Draper. Give it about a year and a half, and retailers will all be on an open node, which is a Bitcoin payment processor, so that everybody will accept Bitcoin. The investor pointed out that only 21 million Bitcoins can exist in circulation, and this is another reason that will drive up its fiat value. He predicted that the asset can turn into the world's main financial instrument, and it has the potential to become as dominant as giants like Microsoft and Amazon. Now, Draper is a renowned Bitcoin hodler, which we all know, but refused to answer the host's question of how many Bitcoin he currently owns or whether he has located some of his funds into other cryptocurrencies. Now, additionally, the billionaire noted that Elon Fudd puppet Musk is a brilliant man, but disagreed with his opinion on Dogecoin. Draper joined many other crypto critics with the meme coin, who thinks only quality is to bring joy to the crypto community. Quoting Draper here, there must be something to Dogecoin because it makes us all smile, but no engineers are working on it. That, my friend, is a fact. It seems like Draper stands behind his words as he initially outlined such a price forecast at the beginning of 2020. However, the only difference is that back then, he claimed that Bitcoin's value would reach 250,000 in early
2023, and at the time he revealed that the stock market is not that emerging anymore and intended to allocate his portfolio into the crypto market instead. Very smart man, and Bitcoin would be a big player there, and even though it still has a long way to go, it will attract the attention of the masses due to its positive features. Quoting him again here, Bitcoin will be the currency of choice. Bitcoin is not as easy to move around, but eventually it will be. Then you will have a choice and you will say, hey, do I want to pay the banks 2.5% to 4% every time I swipe my credit card? Or do I want a currency that's frictionless, open, transparent, global, and not tied to any political force? So there you have it. The answer couldn't be any more clear for me. Do you agree with Tim Draper that Bitcoin will reach $250,000 by the end of the next year? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you right here in today's show. New Bitcoin bull market hodlers are refusing to sell at $40,000 according to new data from Glassnode Analytics. Also in today's show, I shared that 98% of chief financial officers say their hedge funds will invest in Bitcoin by 2026, according to this new study. Also in today's show, I shared that macro guru Raoul Powell says he's betting on these emerging crypto assets, and I broke down his company's portfolio diversification. Also in today's show, we discussed that everybody will accept Bitcoin and its price will reach $250,000 by the end of next year, according to billionaire Tim Draper. So where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?